Very good morning and welcome to Wednesday's show. We made it through nearly to the end of that track. I was promising to play the whole track to you as it is. My co-host is always on a Wednesday, Dr. Raymond Hamdan's last session just for a few weeks as he takes his summer leave. Yes, Dr. Raymond Hamdan, clinical and forensic psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute. He's here to offer guidance and advice on those emotional issues affecting your life today. Are you suffering from anxiety or mood swings? Is your behaviour affecting your relationships? Do you find it difficult to communicate effectively, whether at home or in the workplace? Whatever your personal challenges are this morning, Dr. Raymond's on hand to offer advice. You can connect with us through our website, dubaieye1038.com. We start this morning looking at the temper, talking temper tantrums, snapping, short fuses. What gets us going in the summer heat? Yes, the temperatures are rising and are our tempers rising too? Good morning to you, Dr. Raymond.
And good morning to you as well.
Are you packed and ready to go?
Just about. I don't do that until about 30 minutes before I have to leave home. I have traveled so much in life that I'm not a very good packer. I always know that I'm going to forget something. So why just bother for 2 or 3 days like most normal people would do? I do it abnormally. Okay, well, I guess I'll be leaving to the airport in 30 minutes, so what do I need to take? And of course, what I do is I go through the imagination. Okay, this is how I put my clothes on every day, so I try to get everything in. Well, of course, I'm going to forget the belt, I'm going to forget a tie, or I'll forget my toothbrush. Things that you hope you don't have to buy over and over and over again. But sometimes I come back home and it looks like at home I have a supply of all these products from the store that are just lined up because I forgot them before, so now I have about 10 toothbrushes I don't need. But yeah, so packing is really an interesting phenomenon, but I don't lose my temper over it.
Well, I was going to ask you, are you one of these people when traveling becomes quite fraught and you find that you just snap, you just burst, you just have that outpouring of emotion in a second? You go from 1 to 10 in just a split second of emotion.
More likely with people who frequently fly, you see some apprehension, but not that much. As a matter of fact, even though I used to be a pilot before I went into psychology, which probably the reason I went into psychology, I was wanting to be a commercial pilot. I finished all my instruction, got my instructor ratings, all my FAA ratings and stuff like that. And then I went to my dad and I said, you know, really, I'm not happy doing this. Would you mind supporting me to get my master's degree at least? So he was kind enough to do that. And
he didn't lose his temper.
No, he actually didn't. He was happy to see me down on earth because there's always that little bit of anxiety. That's the point that I'm getting to. Even after doing pilot training, being a psychologist, traveling the world, as many of our listeners actually have, more than I have possibly, there's always that little bit of anxiety before you take a flight. Even though flying is 700 times safer than being in a car, people still have a little bit of that anxiety, even the experienced flyers. So what you'll see is about a 24-hour period before a flight, people start getting on edge a little bit and not sure why. Why am I a little bit more irritated? Why am I not feeling so usual? You know, why am I not focused or something like that? And when you think about it, most people have a little bit of anxiety. It's not an anxiety disorder, by the way. So it's not something that encompasses one's thinking and feelings and their behavior, but it's something that can certainly be noted. And it can be that little bit of agitation, irritation that has nothing to do with flying. You're actually blasting out at other people, or you're being more irritated than usual at other people or situations. And that's because that little bit of anxiety that we have, that flying is not something we're in control of. We have to depend on two people in the cockpit to determine the destination and getting there safely. Now, of course, those of you in the aviation industry would argue that it's more than just two people in the cockpit. It's a whole team of people, the ground crew, the people in the control tower, so on and so forth. But people can lose their tempers for a lot of things. And another thing about that temper losing, many of us buy insurance just for our travels.
Mm-hmm.
And we may have to use those insurance policies because we might just get a little sick. And those things that you thought were going to be covered don't get covered. That is really going to lose people's temper. because you have an expectation. You trust insurance companies to say they're going to cover you to make sure you're going to be okay. And then many of them come up with, well, you forgot to dot the I, you forgot to cross the T. Well, the interesting thing about the way that whole situation is manipulated, there's a statute of limitations to send in the claim, whether it's 3 months or 6 months. Well, you send in the claim immediately, and it comes back to you because you didn't cross that T. So you send back the claims again with the T's crossed. Now, you get the same claims back because you forgot to dot the I's. Then you send it back the third time, making sure that the T's and the are crossed, the I's are dotted. They tell you, well, I don't know, you're too late in submitting this. Say, well, no, I wasn't too late because I've been sending this to you. They said, oh, no, that's not possible because every time that there's a mistake, we have to send it back to you, and we scratch it off the record.
Mm.
So the manipulation of this can be very, very aggravating.
And like that, you can lose your
temper. And, you
know,
you start wondering, what's going to happen in these kind of situations when my family may be a survivor of my accident, and then there's nothing for them that was planned to be for them? So you start thinking about these kind of situations, and people may lose their temper on it. Now, it's more likely you're going to lose your temper for that kind of a situation than the anxiety of getting on an airplane when somebody's saying, look, can you give me your attention? I don't want to give you my attention. I'm getting ready to take a flight.
Mm.
More likely you will give your attention there. So the temperament is going to be a lot less for most people when they're a little bit nervous about taking a flight than when you found out that you've been misled, deceived, and even betrayed by people that you trusted in a corporation to make sure you and your family are going to be covered when things are a little bit unsafe or uncomfortable. So people lose their temperament over different situations. And the interesting thing is, when we look at the word temper, we're looking at a noun, for instance, as a person's state of mind. And it can be seen as anger or even calm. So temperament can be calm. It doesn't always have to be just anger. And of course, when we look at various issues on how to deal with that, we need to learn what is anger. And the two examples that I gave are not so much extreme anger, extreme examples. They're actually realistic examples. The nervousness about getting on an airplane or not being correctly covered by an insurance company that you hired or you bought their policy to cover you. So people will address these things differently, even though it might be the similar intensity difference between one situation or the other. People react to it differently. Also, that means that you're going to learn to trigger, you're going to find out what your triggers are. What are your stressors? What is that trigger that makes you angry? And you don't have to get angry that somebody else doesn't get angry about it. So just because you think it's important doesn't mean that it has to be important for somebody else. Recognizing these kinds of signs is going to be very important to help you really deal with the control of that behavior that goes along with that anger or that temper. Because what we know is if you get angry because a person has misplaced your documents when you go to the airport, for instance, you can yell and scream, and believe me, that's not going to get you anywhere. But if you say, that's okay, it could have happened to anybody, what can I do to help make sure you recover those documents I need to be able to board the flight? More likely, that person is going to take a lot of time and energy and concentration to help you get on that flight.
That very true. Absolutely true. I was reading from one person who was describing losing their temper, saying, I'm supposed to count to 10, but I'm too busy losing my temper to think about the rationale and count to 10.
I love that. That's brilliant.
It made me smile too, because isn't that the difference? I mean, it is a form of anger, losing your temper, but losing your temper to me suggests it's in an instant. So as quickly as you may lose your temper, you may calm down and be okay again. It's what, like you say, what triggers that temper release, what triggers that explosion.
The unfortunate thing is you've already caused damage when you're impulsive with your anger. And it's very difficult to recover from that.
Mm.
And it has to do with the adrenaline level and how fast that goes up. And, you know, some people are like plugging into a 220-volt electric box, you know, and they flare. And then once they've flared and they come down, it's like unplugging again.
Mm-mm.
Well, the damage is there. Some people will take their time to get up to that anger point, and others will take their time to come off of it. So people behave differently. It has to do not only with your psychology, but also with the chemical activity in your body. How is your adrenaline system working? the norepinephrine. Where is it that it goes, and how fast does it go, depends on your genetics as well as your learned behavior. It's a combination.
And maybe the environment. When we come back, we'll explore how the weather can affect our mood, our temper. Mary says, I lose my temper whenever my husband repeats the same mistake again and again. He says, I forgot.